It's time for the Big J and BB Show, hosted by Ryan Green Machine Ebner. Catch these shows live on Twitch Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Central Time on twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull.
Oh, welcome in to the show, everybody. I am your hostess with the mostest this evening, Ryan Green Machine Ebner, a.k.a. BB, a.k.a. member of Swole Team 6, a.k.a. as of September 8th, the man followed on Twitter by John Cena himself and liked by Olivia Munn. And this is the Big J and BB Show. Honestly, it's probably our first edition of a weekly sports show because we don't ever do it. So this is our first edition of it. We're going to get into some of the hot news going around the sports world this week, as well as our weekly NFL picks because football is back, of course. If you want to listen to this episode and all the other ones, make sure you find us on your podcast platform of choice. Just search Big J and BB Show. On Twitter, at Big J and BB Show, Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show. As always, usually every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central Time, roughly, we are on twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. But David has this week off as well because he's on vacation. Non-paid vacation, by the way. I'm not paying him. Not paying him to go on vacation, of course.
Not yet.
No, of course. Can't do that. twitch.tv/slap_nugget. 2 P's, 2 G's. Check him out while you're on there as well. If you want a sweet Big J and BB Show shirt, maybe an Undead Red Bull hoodie, whatever you're looking for, go to undeadredbull.tv and click on the merch tab. Check out Josh Barlog on Twitter, at Josh Barlog. He writes for On Tap Sportsnet for the Sox, as well as Monday through Friday on his Twitter at 8 p.m. Central Time. I join him for Natty Nights. We go over sport topics throughout the day. If you want to get an ad during his show for whatever you're trying to put an ad out for, it's $4.99 a month, and just let him know the Big J and BB Show sent you. And, of course, if you're looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, go to TriumphChairs.com. Use the code Big J and BB Show. That's all one word for 10% off your order. Just an update on the schedule. If you're listening to this one, it's probably Wednesday because that's when this is going to drop. And Thursday night, we will be recording another gaming episode. I believe BK's back for that one. But I guess he is. Oh, boom, he is. There we go. Oh, hell yeah. And we'll probably have Mike on there. Hopefully get Dan on there, and we'll see what's up with that. And then I don't know. We're going to see how the weekend goes because I got a like shit to do. But if I don't have, if I'm not too intoxicated, maybe do another weebisode. I don't know yet, but that's the schedule for this week. So look out for an episode tomorrow, which will be the gaming one or the sports one. And Friday, the gaming episode will come out because we won't be on Twitch. Now, joining me for this sports show this evening, we got from North Carolina, Brendan BK Kennerly. Sir, how is it going?
It's good. It's good. Just got back from a wedding in Maryland over the week. A lot of fun. Drink too much, but ready to get back into the podcast grind here. September more open. Aww. October gets bad and November gets bad again, but for good reason, so it's all good.
But we got September. Woo! Here we go. And of course, I am joined by Petey Tahiti Argus. Pete, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, man. You know, going back on what BK was talking about, it's September. It's football. We're all excited about it. Nothing to complain about over here.
And we even got to wake up to beautiful Odell Beckham Jr. news. That's what I love to see, baby. Let's get into this shit. Literally.
Man, what a stinky situation.
Woo! All right, so
Mondays are shit, but I guess Tuesdays are shit now.
Oh, I think they every day of the week apparently is for him. Remember, don't wear white. Don't wear white, baby. Shit. All right,
now
so.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I know why. Well, now I know why the Browns were always wearing all brown jerseys. A lot of the time, they weren't wearing the white pants. I get it now.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, what's weird is he's not even the one doing the shitting. He's just getting shit off.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the receiver. I mean, he's a wide receiver. Catch it. So you know, just with his hands and with his chest. So.
Man,
and maybe gross. His face. I don't know. I hope not his face. What if it's like a a two girls like one cup scenario, except like the cup in this case is OBJ.
My God. That's so gross.
No.
Odell, I hope you don't get shit on the field every single Sunday, but we'll find out as we move on throughout the season. But damn, I guess at least you want to get shit on at home. Speaking of getting shit on, the Milwaukee Bucks got their shit knocked around this series by the Miami Heat. Shout out to Josh for that one, man, because called it. That is a team to look out for. And this is like, you know what's so crazy about this Heat run this time is that, like, they're not stacked. Like, they're not like, you know, how before, obviously, you had the fucking trio, you know, obviously, King James and everything else. Now it's just like, hey, we built around Jimmy Butler, and this is fun. We're going to knock out the number one seed in the East. Pretty
fun. Drafted well, too.
Yes, because they got Hero, what, 13th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they drafted Bam. Duncan Robinson, he wasn't even drafted by, like, anyone, so.
You'd love to see it. Pete, you asked me an interesting question, whether Giannis would leave or not. I think we both agreed yes, right?
Yeah, I think he's leaving. I mean, he said those comments, of course, the day or two after I asked you, like, initially, is Giannis going to leave? And then he's like, oh, well, the grit that we had in game four, like, why would I ever leave the city? Like, okay, yeah, it's easy to say that now. You look at the supporting cast around him, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he joins the Heat next year. I don't know. I mean, with Giannis, it's very much up in the air. It seems like a very much a LeBron situation, really. You know, after he left, which was kind of weird because just 10 years ago. So it seems like the same thing with Giannis. I mean, they're the one seed, just like Cleveland was. He was like an MVP, basically candidate. He might be MVP again this year. And then they just can't get it done in the playoffs. They lose in the second round. So it's eerily similar. So, I mean, could he sign back? Yes. I mean, he's going to have more money as an option. But at this point, he's going to want to win. So I would not shock me to see him leave.
BK, do you think Giannis leaves?
I don't think he leaves. I'll trust his comments, and I know that the Milwaukee Bucks ownership is a lot to try to sway him and keep him there. They brought his brother in earlier this year, and they have built a team around him. I think there is a better core in Milwaukee here than there was for LeBron in Cleveland. Like, Chris Middleton's pretty good at basketball, and then the Lopez twins are better than Anderson Varejao, Sideshow Bob. There, they are much better than him. So I think he stays, and it is the East. Yeah. So and the East has been getting a little bit better, but I think that I thought the Sixers were going to do well this, and they stunk it up. I don't think they're going to recover with Harris, Simmons, and why can't I remember Embiid? He just didn't look in it. And so maybe it was just this year. Not I don't know, but the Sixers are falling off. But yeah, the Heat will be the. Heat and Celts obviously will be the two big ones, and the Raptors will hang around, but I think he stays.
Yeah, I lean a little bit. Like, I think when I talked to you, Pete, about it, I just said, I just feel like, man, obviously it was prior to his comments, like you said, but
yeah,
I was just like, man, I just don't. It really depends what Milwaukee does, right? I mean, to your point, yes, it's not nearly as barren as those Cleveland teams were besides LeBron. I mean, that was pretty fucking gross. But it's still like, man, is it on Milwaukee all the way? Is it on Giannis? Or just, it seems like not possessing that takeover gene, like that takeover quality that you want to see in a guy like that. And he just doesn't really have it. And that is also extremely upsetting if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. But if you're a Miami Heat fan, boy, oh boy, aren't you happy you built around Jimmy Butler? Because this is fun. Yeah. This is super good. I already bought a Miami Heat Jimmy Butler shirt like I should have a long time ago. So it's my dude, bro. I love
it. No, I mean, I'm, you know, Chicago guy, I get it. I want to pose something here, though. Spoelstra, is he the next Pop?
Ooh, hot take.
Is it, though? Well, also nice. I like you said, a hot take and Heat. Ha ha, you're so funny.
Yeah, but I know. Pun intended.
But no, like, seriously, though, like, yeah, we know that the big three teams are, like, really good, but the fact is, like, they still won. When you have a good team, a lot can be said for that, like, aka what Bucks did this year. This team, look, Jimmy Butler is very, very good, but this team is not nearly as talented as those other teams he won with. And so, like, I feel like he's almost getting into that Pop territory, like, hey, like, they're just going to compete, they're going to play well every year. Like, I feel like they're getting close to that territory. working.
And then that's a good point, too. I think a lot of it also goes to the Miami Heat organization and their scouting department and everything else that they've done to really build that team. Like, you know, Bam Adebayo has turned out to be just a stud, an absolute stud on the inside. Tyler Hero dropping to 13, right? He played really well. Jamison Crowder, what a series he's had. The dude's hitting threes. I've never seen him hit like that consistently. And Dragic has also played extremely well too. And that's been the big thing. But like, Jimmy took over game one. But then after that, it was kind of like Jimmy just kind of did his defensive thing and he let everybody else score. And like, that was cool and it worked out for him. That is interesting with Spoelstra. I think that the potential is there for them to just be that team, to be that Spurs of the East where they're just going to be there. And randomly they'll catch fire, get it, heat fire, and then you'll see what happens. But other than that, I don't know. That's interesting, though. Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Spoelstra, BK brought up a good comment. You know, with the teams that he had, even like, you know, the pressure to win, you know, when he had that big three, especially for his early, you know, coaching career, they made the finals every year. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not like, I mean, yeah, granted, they only won two titles, whatever. But, I mean, he got them to the finals every single year. And, yeah, he put a team around him, you know, that's not as talented. And, Ryan, I mean, I know you and I could probably, you know, talk about this. The Bulls teams that Jimmy was on are probably way more talented than he has in Miami. So, clearly, if you have a good coach and a good, like, set of, like, players around, you can win with Jimmy. It's not like you can't. So, and Jimmy fooled everyone. As soon as Jimmy went to Miami, they're like, oh, well, you know, he's just going to South Beach and he's just going to kind of do his own thing. No, Jimmy knew exactly what he was doing, and Spoelstra sold it on him. And I mean, so did Pat Riley, the biggest recruiter, you know, in the NBA. So, yeah, Spoelstra should get a lot of credit for what he's doing.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And then, you know, looking over at the West, the number one seed, the Lakers, struggling a little bit here against the Rockets. And is interesting as well. I really felt like the Lakers were going to steamroll the West until they got to maybe the Clippers. And even the Clippers are kind of having a hard time handling their business, too. This NBA playoffs is just so weird. It's, you know, you're seeing teams, and maybe it's the bubble environment. Maybe, you know, obviously not having home court plays some type of role. I mean, that's what it seems like to me, right? And then everyone kind of slept on the Celtics, and well, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't know that they were going to be able to take over the way they have. But where are you guys at right now with obviously the Clippers are up 2-1. The Boston's up 3-2, but they've started to struggle a little bit. They like slipped up a little bit against the Raptors. Like, not the last game, but the game before. And then obviously the Lakers and Rockets. Where are you guys at right now with the rest of the playoff situation? And I'll start with you, Pete.
I mean, I think with the playoffs, like at least out west, I mean, I think the Lakers are struggling just because Houston gives you, you know, mismatches. I mean, they're not going to be tall. So, I mean, Anthony Davis, the Lakers can't play as many bigs as they have against them. It's going to be a quicker game, which at this point in LeBron's career, yeah, LeBron can, you know, still, you know, get up and down the floor, but he can't do as much as he could younger LeBron. So they're going to pose problems for them. So they're kind of dealing with that. The Kawhi and the Clippers thing, I think, out west, I mean, just watching last night's game with them and the Nuggets. Nuggets are just young, and the Clippers know how to win. So I think they might get another game, but I still see Clippers probably winning that one in six. And then out east, I mean, yeah, Celtics have played so well. I mean, they own the Sixers, so that was a nice warm-up, you know, for the second round when they had to play them. And then, I mean, the Raptors, I mean, that's another great coach. Nick Nurse has done a phenomenal job with them. After Kawhi was, you know, after he went to the Clippers, nobody thought, you know, Toronto was really going to be that great, and look what he's done. So, yeah, it's been great for the NBA. I mean, because when you look at it, usually first or second round, they're not usually the greatest games. But, you know, the NBA has done a pretty good job with this.
Yeah. PK?
So, going back to the NBA playoffs just being unpredictable, different with the bubble environment. Well, I think another thing that's probably hurt the Lakers and LeBron is where we thought they were just gonna steamroll after the Kobe thing, and which made a lot of sense. But we had this like layover, this really big gap in time, and so I think some of that passion and energy is just lost, and which makes sense, you know, because you kind of have that momentum like window, you know, you had that mo right then, and so I think that's kind of prevented. It just they don't have that boost anymore. Right. That's what it seems like. And also, what P2 said. The Lakers are big team. They built the way that they're gonna bully you, and so the Rockets space and pace. That's just it's counterintuitive. The Lakers are better built to play the Clippers than they are the Rockets. So if they can get past this test, they'll match up very well with the Clippers. But they're gonna have to run into like magic middle fingers of Kawhi, which can just do anything. So like you have that, and then when P2 touched with Nick Nurse, like. Was another guy who's just fantastic coach. Like he's got to be in a like just wow, what a stud! Like that's what like he and Spoelstra my just like one and two like right now like in the league in my opinion. They're just great. They're really good and I thought the Celtics had a disappointing season. I think we all kind of thought we were let down by them a little bit, but then man, Brad Stevens has them on all cylinders. They're just clicking, especially Jason Tatum, which yeah, I loved him when he said it too. So, but it's been a good playoffs. I always like parity. I don't always, you know, small market team, Washington Wizards, whoop, whoop, you know, it's not fun, but I'm here. So I like the parity. I don't always like to see the big cities like Chicago.
Hey, we pretend like we're a small market team.
Right? Yeah, we are.
That's the crazy thing. But I always like to see like the smaller teams like Toronto, Denver Nuggets. I mean, even the Clippers they're not small market, but second fiddle, at least. So I do like that aspect that we got with the NBA play this year. I thought that was good for the brand, but that's just me.
I think it's funny that people talk about, because like I agree. I think I like the how there's a lot of diversity to it with these teams right now, where it's not. I mean, obviously there's the Lakers, but then after that. It's kind of like, all right, it's just kind of like a bunch of throw-around teams at this point. I mean, of course, the Clippers, because they've been so dominant after getting Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. But, like, look at the Heat. Look at the Celtics, who you didn't think were going to be there. Stuff like, the Rockets, you know what you're going to see, but, like, okay. The Denver Nuggets and the Jazz had such a great series, right? That was really entertaining to watch. And that's why, like, I always laugh when they talk about the ratings being down. Because I'm like, I mean, it's a lot to watch, I guess, right now. Maybe that's why, but it's not because the basketball's bad, because the basketball's been great, and the atmosphere that they've created inside that bubble is actually really nice. And it, yes, you know there's no fans there, but at the same time, it's not weighing on my mind as much as it is when I watch a baseball game. That's my big thing. Weighs on my mind a lot when I watch a baseball game, whereas when I'm watching the NBA or even when I'm watching hockey. But now, a great point with the hockey one, too, is that doesn't it feel like kind of empty because there are no fans for hockey? Like, it feels like the Stanley Cup playoffs needs that energy, and it's not there. That's kind of been my biggest drawback from the NHL. Although it's presented wonderfully on TV, it's still, there's like, is it the same? I mean, not really. Where the NBA, I think they've just done a better job of embracing it compared to everybody. At this point, so that's a big thing too. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Billy Donovan fired earlier tonight, fired by the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, like, he did a lot with a little, bro, this last year. I mean, like, damn, why?
Who wants to coach Russell Westbrook anyways? Like, I can't stand.
Damn, but let him know how you really feel, bro.
Well, that was just insane, like, because they were talking on the broadcast, like, when the Thunder got eliminated, I think their percentage to make the playoffs was, like, 5 or 10%, mm-hmm. like, at the start of the year. Like, they made the playoffs. They could be playing right now against the Lakers. That's how close that series was with them in the Rockets. So, like, I don't understand if it's just, like, a mutual thing, like, that they just don't want to, like, be together or something. Maybe Billy Donovan wants to be the next Bulls coach, you know, to go to that shitstorm of an organization. Maybe, like, he's all about that. I don't know, but he did a great job this year.
It says mutually part ways. That's what Woj said at 9:03 Eastern time.
Oh.
So 2 hours ago. So he could have said, hey, this rebuild's going to be too for me. I kind of don't want to see this out. So you got that.
I wonder what Billy Donovan does next. I mean, like I said, you know, a solid coach. Yeah.
Do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, he can go.
He'll get a job wherever.
Yeah, because he can go back to college, too. That's what's going to make it so interesting. Whereas, like, I mean, just don't go to the Bulls. I'm cool with that. You don't need to go to the Bulls. Cool, bro. Don't worry about it.
Nah, dude, let's take him. Why would he not take him?
I don't know.
I like to swap out under coach for another. Because we had Brooksy, so I'd like to swap out
for
Donovan. That was great. Yeah, we'll stay coaches. That'd be fine.
Nah, BK, you aren't taking Billy Diamond. We want Billy Diamond.
People just say they want him. So I was like, hey, babe.
Hey, he's not speaking for everybody.
I don't know, man. The Bulls are such an it's just so difficult for me to find, like, who's going to be the right guy for that spot.
Yeah.
Right coach. I don't know.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, anybody's going to be better than their previous coach. So, anything's going to be an upgrade over Boylan. So.
Fingers crossed, dude. Got it.
Yeah. Well, knock on wood.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. There you go. We're going to get Chauncey Billups as our coach. Let's fucking go.
Let's do it. Here probably way better.
Probably, dude. Probably. But that's where the NBA is at right now. We're seeing where these series go. Miami punched their ticket. Who will be the next team to punch theirs? On the baseball field, right? A tale of two cities within one city, I guess, right now, right? The Sox are hot. Except for losing the Pirates tonight, fuckers. Other than that, Sox are pretty hot, playing really good. They play usually pretty well against shit teams, so there's that. But I got asked today tonight on Natty Nights, how do I feel as a Sox fan? And to sum it up, I think if you're a Sox fan, you feel anything other than good or great, you're lying. Or your expectations were way too high to begin with. Because this feels like I said that they're ahead of schedule. I got told by people that they're actually still behind schedule. I don't really see it that way. Because to me, the Sox, coming into this 60-game stretch, everybody said, hey, that's one team to watch because they could take advantage of it being a shorter season. But they also said the Reds would be that team too, and that hasn't panned out. So for the Sox to be playing as well as they have, you've seen Lucas Giolito continue to develop to become a full ace, which is awesome. That's what you wanted. And even threw a no-hitter this year, so fuck it. Oh, there you go. Dylan Cease has pitched well. I would love to see him be able to get past 5 innings of work, though. That's a big thing for me. Because the bullpen, you know, right now they're banged up. And you're going to need guys like that. Dallas Keuchel, if he doesn't leave that game, Josh made a great point that that's a guy that probably could have been in at least the conversation of Cy Young because of how good he's pitched this year, which is also insane to think about, right? If you're as a Sox fan, I've got two guys that are up there for MVP contention and the American League Rookie of the Year. What more do you want at this point? You should feel so happy, and moving forward, you should feel happy as well. So if you're upset or you feel like, well, they just haven't met my expectations. They were way too fucking high to begin with. Sorry. Way, 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 way too high. My expectations were Sox were going to compete, hopefully. Maybe see what happens in the playoffs. Once the playoffs got extended, I was like, well, all right. I feel like they could probably at least get in, you know, as a wild card. And now they're, you know, tied for what, the second best record, or they're a half game up the second best record in the American League. What more you want at this point from the Sox? But on the flip side, you got the Cubs. And Pete, I would love to know your thoughts as a Cubs fan right now.
Well, my thought as a Cubs fan is disappointing. I mean, I get that they're third in the NL, you know, they lead the Central right now. The only reason they lead the Central is because the Central's trash. Everyone else sucks. We got the COVID Cardinals, barely over 500. Everyone else is under 500. That is really the only reason the Cubs are where they are. And speaking of, like, you know, like Cy Young or whatever, Yu Darvish, and if the Cubs spoil this, which they already starting, like, are right now, Yu Darvish has been pitching great this year. Mm-hmm. Like, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, Yu Darvish was going to pitch like a Cy Young candidate, I would have thought, all right, Cubs are going to have a great record. They're going to be playing well. No. Okay, because you got him pitching well. Other than that, the starting staff, I really don't trust anyone else. Lester's been looking very old this year. He had like two or three good starts to start the year. After that, it's been bad. Hendricks has been bad, except only when he plays the Cardinals. Everyone else he sucks against. So they're really thin on the starting staff, and we don't even have to get into Jose Quintana. We don't even have to get into it. But and then the hitting's been so inconsistent. I mean, you got Baez, who's just around the 200 mark. Chris Bryant's been in and out of the lineup with injuries. It's very inconsistent of a lineup. And you fill up that lineup card, and you look at the names, and you're like, you know what? That's a pretty good lineup. Then you look to the right, you look at those averages, and that does not look great. So the Cubs are lucky to where they are as that three seed right now. And, you know, they're in the postseason, but they're not going to go far in the playoffs. So, I mean, say they play, like right now, hypothetically, they would play the Cardinals in the postseason. I don't trust that. They just lost three of five to the Cardinals and really didn't deserve to even win two games out of that series. So, no, it's been disappointing. I don't know what they're going to do in the offseason because there's a lot of question marks, a lot of guys that are up contract-wise. But, no, I think the word for the Cubs would be disappointing so far.
Yeah. Now, BK, you're obviously an outsider on that fandom for both of us. So, like, and you got your O's, obviously, right just behind the Yankees, dude.
Hey, enjoying the ride. Well, it was great. I mean, going back to Maryland and talking to a lot of Orioles fans and then people I haven't seen in a long time, everyone's just excited. They're just like, hey, we don't suck. It's just like, that's like the feeling. And then with Santander, he sprained his oblique or something like that, he went out for the season. It was it's like, oh my gosh, with Bobby Boucher in that movie, it was like, oh, we suck again. But no, it's been a great ride, honestly, and I was just looking at the playoff chances for both your teams right now, and it's White Sox 99% according to ESPN, so you're sitting good. Cubbies 97.8, so you're sitting pretty good, which I know more teams are making it, but still, I mean, it's extra baseball in a shortened season, so hey, I take it.
Yeah. 100%. I, you know what, Pete? I'm going to have to just get you on Natty Nights because Josh wants a Cub fan on so bad. And, like, at least you're just a realistic Cub fan.
I'll do it, man. Let's pick a night. I mean, I get it that, like, no, BK, that was smart to bring up the playoff projections for, like, you know, for the Cubs and Sox. And I get it that, like, the Cubs have a great shot at it. It's just that, like, the Cubs are in a way different spot than the White Sox. Like, the White Sox, we make the postseason, you know, it's a great experience for us. Cubs, like, we're at the end of our run. Like, we want to actually try to win it. And it's just, like, it's not as great anymore. Like, 5 years ago was great. Oh, we made the postseason. Now it's like, all right, well, we got to do something here. You know, we're going to blow it up.
And I agree with you because I look at it so much, and I reference it so many times, is that the Sox, where we're at now, depending on how this postseason run goes, feels so Cubs 2015-esque, where you're just kind of playing with house money, where, like, you know, you weren't supposed to be at this point yet, where the team's not 100% ready for this yet, but you're going to get valuable postseason experience, which is great, which is kind of where I felt even with the Hawks this year, right, going to the NHL side. A lot of young guys got a lot of experience out of it, and that's what you wanted. And that's where the Sox are sitting. And I get that because on the flip side, yeah, the Cubs, like, bro, we don't got no fucking money. And we're going to have to start blowing this up a little bit. And it's like, if you're a Cub fan, I could see where you're just sitting there like, really? We got 2016. That's awesome. Never trade that for anything. That was fantastic. But the potential just seems like it was so much higher than where they're at now, looking at it in 2020. I think that's where it gets disappointing, where, like, it is difficult for myself to, obviously, because I'm not a Cub fan, so all I know is, like, I've just, the Sox have sucked for so fucking long and now we're not, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. I'm really excited again. The process, trust the process.
Hell yeah.
But I'm looking at it now, and like I said, it is the complete different opposite spectrums, where on the south side, right, the window's just starting to open. Like, you're trying to lift it up a little bit and see what can happen. And we're on the north side, it feels as if you're trying to keep it open because you're like, holy shit, like, what's going to happen? So I'm sure it's going to be wild. And, I mean, again, you get to the postseason, I don't know what's going to happen, right? I don't know. I mean, maybe the Dodgers suck in the postseason per usual. Who knows? I don't know. They'll choke it out. Probably not.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, but probably not. That team, that team is fucking good. I mean, that team's really, really good. So we'll see what happens out there in the National League. We'll see what happens in the American League. Like I said, I'm just what I'm most excited about is that both teams are going to get into the playoffs. That is what feels good if you're Chicago. You're from Chicago, obviously. That feels good. This is where we're kind of not small market. You know what I mean? The Bulls didn't get the fucking memo, but. Everyone else got the fucking memo, but the Bulls. moving on here to the NFL. Now, BK, I think you you said this earlier. Only one positive COVID test, right?
That's it.
It's pretty much.
It was one player, sorry. And then there was like nine, I think it was like nine staff of all the staffs. So, like, that's pretty good. So it looks like, you know, when we were kind of criticizing months ago, like, all right, well, the NFL better have their shit together because they've seen what works, what doesn't work. And I was one of those people, like, I was like, bubble boy, you know? I was like, hey, bubble. And they've made it work. With the testing protocols and everything like that, they've made it work. So I'm happy, and it's exciting now. Like, it didn't feel real that we were getting football this week until, like, it really sunk in today. Like, after, like, later, I was sitting there at work, and I was like, I really don't feel like doing right now. And I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stare at my teams for the entire morning, and I'm just going to sit there and play with the lineups and just do that and just look at trades that I can do with other people. And so now doing that really makes it, like, feel real, and it's just like, okay, we're here. We have football. I don't care if I can't go see it in person. We have it. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even if we don't get a full season, like, it's just still nice just to even have it fleeting moment.
100%. Today when I was sitting there at work and in between doing shit, I'm sitting there and I went on FanDuel, which if you want a link to FanDuel Sportsbook, go ahead and check out Big Jane BB Show on Twitter. I'll send you a link. Just give me a follow. Slide in those DMs. All right, I got you. But
you know where else slides?
The shit on OBJ's chest. Bingo! <Yeah. laughs>
You know, hold on. You know, now that, okay, you know what, I'm only going to say, like, defend the Browns, you know, count on my hand, you know, a year. There was other news for the Browns today, all right? They signed a two-year extension to Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
And the reason they announced that today is because the OBJ news. I guarantee that's the reason.
How do you feel if you're Nick Chubb, though?
They're going to go with the two-back approach.
Welcome to the NFL. Well,
yeah, Kareem Hunt, I think, is going to be used out of the slot a lot for them in their passing game to help out Baker because, I mean, that offensive line's still not great. I mean, they did some upgrades in the offseason, but, I think he's still going to be featured a lot. I mean, I think both backs are going to be good, but, yeah. So there's other Browns news, you know, today.
Thank you. As somebody that has the pulse of Cleveland, I would hope you'd bring that to the show. Appreciate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what I sign you for. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Other NFL news, sad news, though. Von Miller, Dunyan rings for the year.
So sad.
That is so sad. This is because we hyped up the Broncos, dude. Pete, it's you and me, man. We fucked up.
Drew Lock's gonna have to sling the shit out of it, like just all around.
Jerry Jeudy, baby.
This is gonna be bad.
Yeah, this isn't good for them at all. This is rough. Also, you know when I knew it started getting shitty. So like when we talked about it, and I gave the Drew Lock seal of, you know, Green Machine seal of approval apparently, and everyone's giving me shit. And then John fucking Elway's like, I see a lot of me in him. Like, oh, fuck it, throw it out. It's fucking done. He's gonna suck dick this year. I'm pissed. This is stupid. Oh my god! Oh my god! The good thing I honestly wasn't able to grab him in a lot of leagues because I was like, "That's cool, great." You know, it's like, great, man. This is the same guy that gave Brock Osweiler an extension. It's the same guy that brought in Kyle Orton. But god damn it, He got Peyton Manning, guys. He did it.
He did. And, you know, he did it. And you know what? We're going back to, like, baseball just for a second. But, like, hey, like, the Cubs at least got a World Series. He got – hey, they got a ring.
Yeah.
They got a ring out of it for as much shit as John Elway definitely does deserve when it comes to finding a quarterback. He got Peyton Manning. So.
Oh, yeah, Paxton Lynch. The list goes fucking on and on.
Oh, God.
So bad.
I do hope Drew Locke, man, I still hope he balls out, bro. I'm ready. Let's fucking go.
He's got weapons. He's still got weapons. Mm-hmm. Like,
Elway refused to play in Baltimore, by the way. Like, he was going to be drafted by the Baltimore Colts, and he refused. So, screw him.
There it is. It's always comes back. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that there's got to be some type of feeling involved in why we have to say fuck John Elway. On better news, though, DeAndre Hopkins gets fucking paid out in Arizona. 2 years, $54.5 million extension. That's the largest amount of money for a non-quarterback. Hats off to them, dude. I mean, who else are they going to pay? Murray doesn't have to get paid yet.
Yeah.
He did it himself. So okay, no agent piece. He made even more money. Literally. See, he made more money.
That's what I was going to say. Like, BK brought up a great point. Yeah, he negotiated his own deal. Like, props to him.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Wait, do you think that's why Bill O'Brien, like, traded him? He, like, went into, like, one of the meetings and was just like, hey, I want to work on my deal. No, you're getting out of here. Fifth round pick, get out.
You sounded way more sober than Bill O'Brien does, though.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Yeah. You the fuck out here. This is my team.
Tom, Derek,
you're coming out here. No shot.
This actually says a lot about the Cardinals organization because I know when Fitz committed there long term. I know we're talking to Chris a bunch about it, and like on ESPN, I believe talking about it, and Chris Potter straight up told Fitz, do not sign there long term. They do not have a good history. And so you could, you know, pretty much put your finger on that point, like, okay, this could be the start of something through. Mm-hmm. And then them getting DeAndre to do this, who's top two or three wide receiver in the NFL right now, if not the past 8 years. See how long he's been in, but gotta be close. To where I think this is, you're seeing the turning point in the organization. Like, okay, they can keep talent. They're gonna try to win. You know, you don't have to win necessarily like every year, but when you have a window, you have to. And I think they're doing that, and we'll see what, you know, Cliff Cocaine Kingsbury can do. So, you know,
gang shit, baby. I should have stuck with the Cardinals as my NFC West pick. That's what I should have done. God damn it. Kick me in the nuts. I'm going to be pissed.
You're sleeping on the Niners, man. I almost wanted to switch my pick today. Man, like, as much as I don't like that organization either, I was like, I mean, Shanahan and that offense, like, he's going to have them doing fine. Yeah, and Jimmy G's not the greatest. But, I mean, Jimmy G still got to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's – you. That's supposed to say something. Like, I don't know. Like, if you can get to the Super Bowl, like.
It's always hard when someone tells me that because I remember Rex Grossman.
See, I remember Trent Dilfer, and so there. I'm like, yeah.
A Dilfer dime.
Joe Flacco never really played that great in the regular season. We always called him January Joe because he didn't play good until the playoffs. So.
You'd love to see it.
Yeah. I get both sides.
Let's see. So we're going to get to our NFL picks next. We'll take a break, have a word from our boys over at OnTap Sportsnet, and then we'll be back for our first week edition of our NFL picks. We'll think of a catchy name for it too, but we'll see you right after this ad.
From the first pitch to the final buzzer, OnTap Sportsnet has got you covered for all your Chicago sports needs. Read up on the current state of your team on our website and listen to us banter during our team-specific podcast. Thirsty? We even have beer reviews to help you take the edge off. Follow us on Twitter at OnTapSportsNet and get all the content you'll ever need at OnTapSportsNet.com. OnTap Sportsnet, it's what's on tap in Chicago.
Welcome back into the show, everybody. We're going to do our week one weekly picks. I try to think so hard of a name for it. Because, like, I remember, is it ESPN that got Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. I think that was it. Or like, does it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Pardon My Take has a name for theirs too. I just couldn't think of it. I'm like, I'm not creative enough today. It's not happening. But the way we're gonna do it, instead of us sitting here and breaking down and going each game, which would just take for fucking ever, honestly, it would take so long. You've got the three of us, and then we get David in here when he gets back, and then when Dan decides to, you know, quit his job or whatever, like, he'll be in here too. So, you know, that'd be a lot for five people, and it's a lot of just repetitiveness five times over, where instead you only pick five games, it's not as much. So what we did, before we recorded, we picked five games to go over, and then at the end of that, each one of us will get then one pick, a bonus pick, which will be our sixth pick. And it will be a team that is, you're betting, they have to be, they can't be favored. That basically is how it goes. So we'll start with the first game that we got here. Green Bay versus Minnesota. Pete, who are you taking?
Man, I think this is like the Rodgers, I think, revenge tour. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, to the rest of the NFL, I think he's just going to be pissed off. But week one, going with the Vikes. Going with the Vikes to win, just because it's in Minnesota. I mean, I know the Packers won there last year on Monday night. I mean, it was a huge win for them at the end of the year last year, and I was honestly shocked they won that game. But no, I'm picking Minnesota to win this game.
BK?
I'm going to pick Minnesota, too. I am in the position, so I said, I love the angry Aaron Rodgers, like, just getting him mad and just watching him play. The Vikings offense actually is not, even though they're fancy, I still think they're good. And I don't think, Cousins can't win the primetime games. This game's not in primetime.
That's right.
And the running game's still going to be fine, so he can do play action a whole ton. So I think he's going to be okay. And just honestly, Rodgers not getting more passing weapon, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt against the Vikings secondary, who's actually very good. They have a pretty good defense. So I think the Vikings take week one.
All right, you will take Minnesota. I'm going to go Green Bay here. I'm going to say Aaron Tate gets the first dub of the year. I'm also going to say rookie A.J. Dillon gets two rushing touchdowns. If I want to be
bold.
Oh,
hot. Shot. Go. Shot. Go.
Shot. Bet. Go. Shot.
Go. Go.
Yeah, you got to. Got to embrace it. Yeah.
Take a shot if he does get two tutties. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, it counts. There it is. You heard it here on the Big J BB Show. Yeah, but I'll take Green Bay in that one. Next game, we've got Seattle at Atlanta. BK, who you got?
I'm going to pick Russell Hustle Big Man Muscle Wilson. Ooh. Love. I mean, Russell Wilson's a great ball player, and I think DK Metcalf really takes the next step up this year. You started seeing it last year. Figure of nature and. He still kind of carries that chip a little bit, I think, on his shoulder, where we all kind of thought he was going to be a first draft pick the other year. He made it down to the second round when Seattle picked him up. I think he's going to take a big leap forward this year and could potentially even be a top 10 wide receiver.
Ooh. I will also go Seattle because don't know what I'm going to get out of Atlanta. Hope Gurley can do something, but I like the talent over on Seattle just a tad bit more than Matty Ice and the boys in Atlanta, so I'm going to take Seattle. Pete?
I'm going to go Seattle, too. I think this might be one of the highest-scoring games of the weekend. I feel like Atlanta's going to put up a lot of points. I mean, they got a first-round pick in, like, every position on offense. So,
Over-under 4.5. So the over-under that I see right now is 48.5.
Oh, I'll take the over. Take the over. It's gonna be a lot of points. Yeah, I'll do shot bet.
I'll take it if he does it. Let's go, baby.
I'll take the under.
Oh, he took the under. Oh,
I'll
shit.
Take the under.
Oh, shit. Love
he said that was what? 48.5?
48.5.
All right.
We
got right
these down, so remember to do shots now.
Oh,
all
right, yeah,
shot bet.
Yeah, shot bet.
Over. Got it. All right. I wrote down.
All right. First one, did you write down AJ Dillon two times?
It's written down now.
Nice.
Oh, shit. It's legit.
Dude,
if you pick a side who you want to do shots with, send us your videos on Twitter because we'll probably be putting up the videos as well.
True. At Big J and BB Show. Check it out. Let's fucking get it, boys. Almost a basketball. Football's back. Woo! Woo! Basketball's back too, but I mean it's a little different. Arizona versus San Francisco. I will start. I'm gonna take Kingsbury and the boys. I'm taking Arizona. Pete?
Yeah, I'm taking the Niners because I picked them to win a division, so I feel like they should probably win this game. So yeah, I'm gonna pick the Niners then.
Thanks. BK.
I am also picking the Niners. Like I said, I feel like I've had a slight change of heart with the Niners. And then Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, if those guys can stay reasonably healthy, Jimmy G actually has some pretty good targets not named George Kittle to throw to. They're always going to be able to run the ball well, and the defense is stout. And so, like, I mean, I can see the Cardinals winning, but also I don't want to trust an offense kind of essentially like in their first year as a unit together. I mean, you're adding a super great piece, and Kenyon Drake did it for – what, a third of the season, not even half. So I'll take, you know, the bigger resume and go with the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Then, I mean, easily to me, game of the week, hands down. Tampa Bay Brady's and the New Orleans Breeze. Who do you got, Pete?
All right, so Super Bowl team. I did have the Bucs. I don't think they're going to win this game. Tom Brady doesn't usually do well at the beginning of the year. I got the Saints winning this game because it's at the Dome. So, and Drew Brees doesn't lose usually at the Dome.
Usually.
So, going with the Saints. Usually.
Usually. I will also go Breezy, stay in Breezy, and I'm taking the New Orleans Saints. BK, what says you?
I'm going to say the Buccaneers in a shootout. I think this will be a higher scoring game than the other one said. Oh, I'll take the over on this one. Shot bet.
Ooh, what's the over under?
49.
I'm gonna take the under.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know Brady usually does struggle to start the year off, but he's usually starting off the year in very cold climates that were in the Northeast, you know, for the most part, when you have New York, you have New England, and you have Buffalo. So, like, those places, you kind of just have to, like, warm into it a little bit. So I think being in the South is going to help them. And then I know Fournette, I don't even know how many snaps Fournette's going to have. It's probably going to be less than 20 snaps, let's be honest. That backfield's just crowded. Sure. But honestly, they can just turn them and burn them, like, in the backfield. They have so many guys. I mean, seriously, you got Fournette, McCoy, Ronald Jones, the second, and you have Keyshawn Vaughn, third-round draft pick. So it's, like, you know, not super late round. They clearly valued him and brought him in. So, I don't know. Like, I'll trust Tom. Tompa.
Tommy Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to round out our five, we've got Dallas versus the Rams Sunday Night Football. BK, who you taking?
I am going to take Cowboys. I'm on the McCarthy train. I think P2 referenced that in the prediction show. I think he's really going to help them offensively. Rodgers was really good when McCarthy was there, and so you don't really know. It's the chicken or the egg kind of scenario there. But I will trust McCarthy to kind of turn around that Cowboys offense and actually play well. And the Cowboys don't have a terrible defense, so I'll take them.
Hold on. We them boys. Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys. Dak Prescott's got a loaded offense. I mean, just completely loaded. And I like their defense. Like, I don't hate their defense. I know the Rams, you know, I don't even know what they're going to do with the running game. You hope you're going to see more Cam Akers, obviously for a fantasy perspective. But, you know, they said they're going to, you know, split it. And then you got, like, what are they? I don't know, man. I'm not sold on Jared Goff anyway. So I will take Dallas. Pete, what about you?
Yeah, I'm taking the boys. I feel like going back to the McCarthy thing, McCarthy, I mean, he was very good. Like, the Packers had such a good offense. No offense to McCarthy when it comes to play calling whatsoever. But, like, he was super good when they had weapons on the outside. And that's the way they've built this Cowboys team. So I think they're going to be very explosive this year. And the Rams, yeah, like you said, Ryan, I mean, their running game, I mean, that's what makes Goff as good as he was. I mean, the only reason the Rams were as good as they were, they had the play-action game going with Gurley. So unless they can really establish some sort of run game, I don't know how good Goff is, and they paid him a boatload of money. So, yeah, I like the boys here. So, yeah, I mean, Dak's playing for a contract, and it's on Sunday night again. So, yeah, he's going to show out.
He's got something to prove, and if yep. he wants to make that money, and, man, that's I'll bet on two things. Angry guys and those guys that want to get that check. You know, so I'll bet on those guys every time. I'll take that.
Oh yeah, and then we get our last pick, which is our bonus pick. We pick a team that's not favored. I will start, and I will take the Carolina Panthers right now are +3 against the Raiders, so I will take the Panthers to beat the Raiders. BK, what about you?
I'm going to take the Bears. I think Mitch is going to come out, maybe because we were talking all this shit, and he's just going to come out. Detroit's defense isn't the greatest. He has an opportunity here to not screw it up.
Yeah.
Get it to Allen Robinson. Get it to Miller. That's all you got to do. Just get it to the playmakers, and that's usually what you want back to do. Get it to the playmakers and work your way from there.
Thanks for having confidence in the Bears, BK. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I couldn't do it. Pete, how about you?
I'm going with the Dolphins over the Pats. Ryan Fitzpatrick, baby.
Fitzdaddy.
You're Fitzpatrick, like, enemy number one in New England, winning that football game.
You love to see it. That'd be dope.
Yep.
I'm in.
Yeah, would be.
I'm in. Another one that I really wanted to lean on was Washington over Philadelphia. Because I could see
it. I think the Redskins, or the Washington football team, are going to be playing a lot of ugly games. I really do like Ron Rivera, and that defensive front's going to be nasty. So I think they're going to squeak out a few games that, like, no one thinks that they're going to win. So, and especially Philly coming in, not really sure on the weapons on the outside. I could see that one. That would have been a good one.
Oh yeah. So that wraps up our picks. Our five games were Green Bay versus Minnesota, Seattle versus Atlanta, Arizona versus San Francisco, Tampa at New Orleans, and Dallas at Los Angeles against the Rams. So we will see how we do. We've got a shitload of shot bets already, and we're only in week one. It's because BK's a bad influencer. Man, he's like, shot bet? You want to go? You want to shot bet? I'm like, well, all right. I guess he kind of said it.
You got to make it interesting. No, so, you know.
100%. So we'll keep track of that.
Just the bad part.
Yeah, true. You'll be like, oh, shit. Why did I think A.J. Dillon was going to have two touchdowns? I don't know. It just came
in. Like,
bro, he does. He's got big
thighs. He does have big thighs.
Big thighs. So that will do it for this first edition of the Big J and BB Show weekly sports show. Don't know names. Don't have any names yet. Not creative enough at this point in time, but I will figure it out. God damn it. As always, you can listen to this episode and all our other ones, including Weebisode 4 that just dropped. Go and search Big J and BB Show on your podcast platform of choice, such as Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, and many more. Find us on Twitter at Big J and BB Show. Let us know your shot bets. Damn it. Get in on it. Let's do it. I'm into it. Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show. You can find myself Monday through Friday at Josh Barlog on Twitter for Natty Nights, 8 p.m. Central Time. Check that out, as well as the podcast form if you want, where you find the Big J and BB Show. If you want to get an ad read on there, it's $4.99 a month. Let them know the Big J and BB Show sent you. Twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Usually there every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central Time, to record a gaming episode. But David's on vacation, like I said, so we will not. We'll just be doing a regular podcast, and we'll upload that on Friday. Got a lot of Xbox news to get into. BK's got a game to review. It's going to be a good time. If you want to get some Big J and BB Show merch, go to UndeadRedBull.tv. Click on the merch tab. Get yourself some. Got a new shirt in the work. It's going to be pretty funny. I'm actually really excited for it, so that would be dope. Be on the lookout for that. If you want to upgrade your gaming chair experience, go to TriumphChairs.com. Use the code Big J and BB Show, all one word, for 10% off your order. And also, yeah, if you want to get in on FanDuel Sportsbook, it's not like a link. It's just like, you know, a link with a bunch of random letters and stuff. But just message us on Twitter at Big J and BB Show. I will send you a link. Get in on it. As long as it's sports gambling is illegal in your state, which it is in Illinois now. So Woo! Can't wait. Let's get into it. And until next time, be kind to one another and stay breezy.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.